Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's time for planting season. And at Nutrien Ag Solutions, we're ready. Leading the field with the largest selection of top-performing corn and soybean seed brands. Get the most out of your acres by partnering with our local crop consultants who can provide custom recommendations and services for your specific field conditions. Choose from top-performing seed brands by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com or your local retail location today.
It's the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 90 limousine and limflex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, and 15 spring yearlings. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Well, one of the reasons that the Oklahoma Youth Expo is called the greatest show by many is because they have a strong desire to put the young men and women that are showing their livestock at the Oklahoma Youth Expo first. And that's being seen in the last-minute decision to show the breeding gilts after the scheduled run of this year's expo. OIE's Tyler Norvell calls the move proactive.
We were reached out to by the state, and the state vet, Rod Hall, and Secretary of Ag, Blaine Arthur, who are huge advocates and do everything they can to help youth in this state, and said, hey, we've got to be proactive on this show with the PED. And they said point blank, if it breaks like it did in 2019, we'll have to shut you down. And so we started thinking of what are the ways that we can make sure we have a bear show and a gilt show and bring it all together and do it in a very safe manner for the hog industry as a whole and not spread PED. And what we decided to do was move the gilt show to after the bear show. The reason why the bear is we can make terminal and make sure none of them go home, so that'll help mitigate the spread. And so the bear shows terminal. We did offer to give any kid their entry money back who decided not to come because of the terminal rule, and we had several ask for that. And then we moved the gilt show to the week after. That way those kids can take those gilts home, because you make the gilt show terminal, there's no point in even having it because those are breeding animals for those kids. And we're going to move the gilt show across the road. We will not show the gilts where we show the bears. They'll be in the super barn where the goats and sheep are during the normal show week. And then we'll have the gilt show in the state fair arena itself. And we're going to sanitize it. We're going to sanitize the panels the best that we can. And moving it across the road actually makes it a new facility in their mind.
Norvell reminds all hog exhibitors about the importance of biosecurity during the show.
Absolutely. First of all, you have to have a certificate of veterinarian inspection, a CVI, within 72 hours of coming to our show. And then the state vet and his team are going to inspect you once you get there. And if they see signs of PED, you're not coming on the ground. You're going home. And if we see signs of PED while you're there, we're taking your pigs and quarantining them to a different location, and they will not be allowed to show. So it's going to be really strict. You know, I think a lot of folks say, well, they probably won't be that strict. It's going to be extremely strict when you get here, because that's what we have to do from USDA, from our Department of Ag. But folks need to, if they've been to their county shows and their district shows, they need to go sanitize their show equipment. You know, when they go home, they need to sanitize their clothes before they go back around their sows. And, you know, a lot of exhibitors don't have a sow herd, so they'll be okay. And usually over the summer, the heat destroys it. But still, we need to sanitize it just to be extra safe.
Now, normally, commercial gilts would have started to arrive Tuesday evening, but now the plan is to have the gilt show coming up on March the 24th after the market shows are complete and the sale of champions has occurred. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.